98.1 KZE. Adam Weinert is here for the first time this season. It is so delightful to see you. Welcome back.
Thank you so much. Great to be here.
Yeah. Adam, of course, is the artistic associate at Kotsban Cultural Park in Tivoli. That's, let me see if I can do it, K-A-A-T-S-B-A-A-N.
Perfect.
Yeah. And it's fall festival season at Kotsban.
That's right. Yeah, we have 4 weekends of programming coming up. We're really excited. We used to do 2 festivals a year, and this time we're doing 1 longer festival. And fall is really the place, the time to be.
I mean, it's such a beautiful time of year. And again, you know what? I told you off mic, I'll tell our listeners too. I finally have seen the Kotsban grounds, and my goodness, it's beautiful.
Well, thank you. Yeah, we have 2 outdoor stages. You know, so weather permitting, some of these shows will take place with the Catskill Mountain backdrop behind you and the leaves turning, all those fun things.
Yeah, absolutely. So what is kicking us off? Tomorrow night we have a film screening.
That's right. Tomorrow night we're screening Merce Misha Moore, which is a film celebrating the decades of friendship, collaboration, and mutual admiration between these two titans, Mikhail Brezhnikov and Merce Cunningham, dancer, choreographer extraordinaires. And it shows rarely seen rehearsal footage, some newly recorded interviews, and some brilliant performances. And we just thought it was a great way to kick off the festival.
Yeah, very thematic. Now, I'm somewhat familiar with Brezhnikov, mainly from Sex and the City, but less familiar with Merce Cunningham. Can you tell us a little about them?
Yeah, totally. Merce Cunningham was a real revolutionary in dance. He is maybe called a contemporary or modern choreographer. He was partners with John Cage, who was a composer who kind of very famously composed this piece called 422, where the pianist sits at the piano, doesn't play any notes for 4 minutes and 22 seconds.
What?
So these were very, you know, experimental, you know, radical kinds of folks. And pairing this sort of postmodern choreographer with Brezhnikov, who is this phenom of classical ballet, was something really unique that happened.
Yeah.
And they were friends for a very long time. So this film gets into all that.
That's such a cool thing for a documentary. Like, what a cool subject.
Hmm.
Yeah. And especially, you know, dance being such a visual medium, I feel like it lends itself really well to film.
Yeah. And these, you know, Merce especially, it didn't get in front of the camera very frequently, so it's a great kind of inside look into the studio and what that process was like.
Yeah, so that's tomorrow night.
That's right,
indoors.
7 p.m. indoors, and there is an opening night reception following the screening for anybody who wants to come, like a little festival kickoff event.
Oh, I mean, if you're gonna go, you gotta stay for the reception, right?
That's right.
And what else? I know I did see that your art tour on Sunday is booked up, which is great.
That is great. Yeah, every year we have a visual arts exhibition, which is both indoors in our lobby gallery and also outdoors across our campus. We have 150 acres of hills and vistas.
Yeah.
So a lot of outdoor sculptures as well. And yeah, the event on Sunday is sold out. But that is a guided tour of the exhibit with the curator and artists from the show.
Will that be happening again this season?
You know, I think it will not happen again this season. Some of these works are coming down, you know, pretty immediately.
Dang it. But you can always go and stroll the grounds during the open hours, right?
That's right, yes. Yeah. Anyone's welcome to come by and take a look. We have a little gallery map on our website, which shows you whose work is where and a little bit about the artists.
Amazing. And I'm going to scroll down on the website here. So then Saturday, we have a reading and conversation with author Francine Prose. What can you tell me about that?
Yeah, so this is cool. It's a collaboration we're doing with A Public Space, which is a publishing company based in Brooklyn. So all weekend long, there is a literary retreat happening for writers to come and live at Kotsban, take workshops. And then this is sort of the big event of the weekend, and it's also ticketed and open to the public, is this author talk with Francine Prose. She's an incredible author. I think she has 18 works of fiction out there.
Wow.
But this is her first memoir, and it looks at the year 1974, where she was had a brief relationship with Anthony Russo, who was one of the men who leaked the Pentagon Papers.
Oh, interesting.
So it was a pivotal moment in her life, but also in American history. And she's an incredible author, and you know, we're excited to tease that out.
Yeah.
She'll be in conversation with Samantha Hunt, who also lives in Tivoli. She's also a Guggenheim Fellow and a talented writer on her own merit. So there'll be a reading by Francine, and then she'll be joined in conversation with Samantha.
Amazing. And that's also in the Black Box?
Yes.
Wonderful.
Yeah, that'll be indoors at 7 p.m.
Yeah. We're talking about Kotzebue Cultural Park's Fall Festival. The season is kicking off this weekend. Can we look ahead? Is there anything else that you're really looking forward to this season?
Oh, yeah. Well, we've got 3 weeks of programming after this one. Week two focuses on music. So we have three music events. One is a kind of it's called Listening to Music with Joe Hagan. It's like a jazz Kissa inspired record listening party.
Yeah, that sounded really interesting to me.
That'll be really fun Thursday, September 19th. And then we have a community sing-along with Gaia Music Collective, looking at the American folk song canon. We'll have a pizza truck, ice cream cart. That'll just be a fun, free community event.
That sounds so delightful.
And hopefully the weather will be nice. We'll be outdoors, just sing your hearts out.
Yeah.
And on Saturday, the 21st, on the Outdoor Mountain Stage, we have the new music ensemble Contemporaneous doing their Odyssey-inspired work, History of Life, which I think will just be very cool on the vernal equinox on the outdoor stage.
Nice. Did you plan for that?
We did, yeah.
You knew it was going to be the vernal equinox?
We chose that date.
Nice.
And then just very quickly, the 2 weeks after that, the 28th and 29th, we're calling New Works Weekend. These are all works that were built in residence at Kotzebue. So I think that's pretty cool, highlighting that we're an incubator as well as presenter. And that'll feature performances by the Limon Dance Company, Boca Tuya, and Music from the Soul, like a kind of a TAF group. And then we're closing out the festival with performances on the mountain stage with company Wayne McGregor. And he is just one of the most brilliant choreographers working today. And it's really special that we're bringing him to the Hudson Valley. And so I'm very excited about that show, too.
Yeah. I mean, you guys get world-class creatives at Kotzebue. It's really impressive.
He's interesting. He's the resident choreographer for the Royal Ballet in London, but he's also the curator for performance at the Venice Biennale. So he holds a lot.
Yeah.
If you know what I mean.
Well, yeah. So, I mean, these are all things that, like, to have the opportunity to see these people and hear them speak and see their work right here in the Hudson Valley in such an especially beautiful place is really wonderful.
Well, yeah, thank you. We're very excited. And we think, expect the unexpected. There's something for everyone in our programming. A number of the events are free. So check out our website.
Yeah, that is one of the things I really like about Kotzebue is you make everything very accessible. Well, you know, it's never like, oh, you'll only appreciate this if you are deep in the world of dance or deep in the world. You know, like it's for everybody to come in and experience.
And, you know, something I especially love about the outdoor stages is I think they make a really strong case for seeing something, you know, in real life, all together, in person.
Yeah.
Because, like, that feeling that you have, like, under the stars or in front of those mountains, like, you just don't get that feeling streaming on your iPad, on your sofa.
Yeah.
Or I don't, anyway.
No, definitely not. and also a complaint that I hear often from some of my friends who are parents of young children is that there's not a lot for them to do that they can bring the kids to. You know, they end up at, like, a brewery for the umpteenth time. And, you know, if you look at the website at kotzebue.org and look through some of these events, like the community sing, and a lot of these events are so appropriate to bring kids to, and especially the ones that are outdoors. I mean, I imagine you have little kids just like running wild.
Definitely. Yeah. Dancing along, having a great time.
Yeah. Yeah. So really just such a wonderful thing to do this season. And, you know, now that we've all survived this miserable, hot, humid summer, I think you were wise to do this as a fall festival.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, wish us luck with the weather. You never know what you're going to get.
But, always.
We do move indoors if we need to, so, rain or shine.
Yeah, yeah. And tickets generally available online ahead of time.
That's right. I think some of the indoor events especially do sell out, so, book now.
Yeah.
Especially the outdoor shows, the sky's the limit.
Yeah. Adam Weiner is my guest, the creative associate, almost said director again, creative associate at Kotzebue, which you can find out about at kotzebue.org. That's KATSBAAN.org. The fall festival kicking off this weekend, tomorrow, in fact, with the film screening, Merce Misha Moore. 7 p.m. with reception to follow.
That's right.
And you very helpfully picked out our song for us today. This is a 1974 connection, right?
That's right. It was one of the Billboard hits that year.
That's right. Here's one of my favorites, in fact, Redbone, Come and Get Your Love on KZE.